This trap of lands was set up to be defined.
And you lay out a set of rules that someone could follow without being in your alliance.
Or even for the people in the alliance, what is the kit that they get that says, here's how to get started on this road to evolution?
That's one question, and the one that I was asking was, is this something someone has to join your organization, or can it take place independently?
Sure.
So is there a roadmap of set of bootstrap rules or something?
That's a setup, but it's a framework waiting for members.
No, but I was asking if there's any way, if there's any instruction book for organizations which don't join as members, or you have to join as a member to become a part, to carry out what you believe in.
You have to become a member because Doug doesn't know what it is yet.
Well, this is what stops a lot of people.
The important thing here that I've discovered from Doug's presentations this trip to England, when he talks about the DKR, he's talking about two things. He's talking about all kinds of cool technical things. Specifications for what the system needs to do. But he's also maybe mostly talking about what an organization has to do to make it happen. Because the DKR, if suddenly someone built all the technical infrastructure for a perfect DKR, if there wasn't an organization to use it, it would be useless, quite literally.
Right, well, people wouldn't build one unless the organization wanted it.
See, I would like to write down, in the abstract and without the bootstrap alliance, the rules and guidelines for this, as Doug sees it, happening.
I think that would be good.
Because if I can understand it, I can write it. But when you just said he doesn't know what it is yet, that would turn off, a lot of people would say, well, if he doesn't know, we sure as hell don't know.
Was it a correct statement that Troy made?
All right. I definitely have a path to start on. And if you think about the evolutionary need, the scale of how much there has to change, how far-reaching throughout society, and how much the technology and the application capabilities and all that are, to me, are there as a goal to change so that we can get to be a lot more effective collectively.
You're just talking about the size of the problem.
I'm just introducing, scale is a hugely important factor in here.
It's a specification requirement that it must be hugely scalable, changeable, evolvable.
Okay.
What must be?
The OHS system, the whole technical environment.
Oh, right.
And everything, right, Doug?
And all the rest of the activity, too.
Yeah, but the technical and the human way of using it.
The people who want to sign on to it, it could be a little group of 15 people, or it could be a big company, right, or a university or whatever.
So you just said, so you're laying down the rule that some vast system of methods, some system of scalable methods suitable to vast expansion needs to be created. Would you say that was it?
Say that again, please.
A system of methods needs to be found that can be vastly scaled.
Scaled and changed as the environment changes and as the understanding of the system itself changes.
Mm-hmm. And who will see to it that it happens right?
I think maybe it's useful to go to the very beginning. Mm-hmm. If I understand you correct, Doug, the very beginning is to solve urgent complex problems collectively. That just has to be on top of every page with Doug.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beneath that, we need to work towards the DKR is basically a means through mapping out where things are and where we should go continuously while having a dialogue about it and updating it.
I've begun to understand this. So the idea is to have some combination of a summary of the way the world is, but you also said the way you should go from there, as well as access to tools for it.
Not the world in general, the world of interest to people.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That world.
So somehow you say, among the things that technology can offer is this thing that I labeled a DKR 20 years ago or more. I used to call it the handbook. But anyway, it says, look, I'd like to be able, this is a target capability. It would be extremely important, key, critical, etc. So it's a focus. And so how do you put together the information, etc., so it gives you the best possible understanding of a complex situation that you're concerned with. So that's something that would be extremely valuable no matter what. So it becomes an initial central focus.
And there are associated assumptions here, right? That there will be disagreements.
Sure.
That there will be evolution in what this means.
Mm-hmm.
And that these different handbooks will need to interrelate with other handbooks from other groups.
The fact that if you know, people working on one big problem and people another find out that they're using totally different sort of concepts, etc., in the way they organize and portray their knowledge, we're not a success. So
wait. In other words, if you discover that people are using completely different languages in different fields, there's nothing you can do about it because you're not a success? Or
well, I'm just saying, look, this is not the way that we're going to be able to go after the really big things. It's sort of like
incompatible email systems.
Okay, so you're saying that terminology has to be synchronized.
Yeah, that evolution has to have a chance to have... for me, it's like a common vocabulary. The same, you use... two natural languages. And so the guys that are working on mathematics are going to have their special vocabulary terms, but they have no trouble talking about it to people that are in chemistry or something. They don't understand each other's special forms and they have to get in and do it or something like that, but their natural language by which they deal with things and the rationale and explain, etc., is the same, and that's something that can keep evolving.
That's an interesting point of contention.
This is a very fundamental point of contention. But it's also what Tim Berners-Lee is trying to do. He thinks with the semantic web, they can create a complete picture of every field. And basically, the way one person I admire in the area, Robert, what's his name at Manchester? Do you remember his name? He's blind. Anyway, he says it's the consensus view of a field by its members.
Even that's hard to establish in a field.
When you say even, it's extremely hard to establish, and it's a moving target that is constantly moving.
But this is something that I feel the DKR system of working encompasses very well by taking into account such things as glossaries.
But what if people use different terms?
That's why glossaries...
Because it's not that they're using different terms for the same things. One person will say, oh, you mean this by this? I said, no, I mean something slightly different.
Yeah, but
that always happens.
But if you combine glossaries, so you can define your meanings, I can define mine,
mm-hmm.
I can come and read and see where they diverge.
Mm-hmm.
If you could also have a more structured way of arguing around these terms, you could... That's the whole IBIS thing, I guess.
IBIS, what's that?
Issue-based information system.
The same way you have grammar for a sentence, you can have grammar for a paragraph or an argument. It's the basic logic, right, Tug? Yeah.
Information-based... What?
Information system.
Yeah. Information-based...
Issue-based
information
system.
Issue-based.
But, you know, this is a tricky issue that the DKR system needs to evolve towards accommodating. But it doesn't mean that initially it can have some value within a field that is less contentious of different terms. You know, we're able to email different people today with just normal language. It's not perfect.
Yeah, that's been a slow evolution where the differences between the different systems converged, whereas, for example, in the web field, it's diverging.
Oh, sorry, when I said email, I mean just the words in the email. you know, a mathematician and a painter can send emails back and forth, yes, there will be a misunderstanding. But that doesn't mean that email is useless.
And if you think all mathematicians understand each other or agree, this is definitely not the case.
And painters never understood anybody.
Right. So issue-based information system. Now, how is that? That's not a DKR. What is an issue-based information system?
That's just a technique to set of principles and practices and some kinds of way of portraying some structure. And really was mostly being practiced during real-time meetings where I could diagram what's happening. And then they're getting more and more to say, okay, let's take that diagram and make it sort of a status. Now we can add to it with the next meeting. But then that moves into the domain of the people who talk about structured argumentation. And where they actually have formal ways in which they diagram. And
like Simon Schum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's just one of about 25 or more. But those are all emergent sort of techniques and tools.
Well, I'd like to back up and try and nail down. Issue-based information system is the technique for setting up discussion. And is there any stabilized technique of this kind? Or have you?
Mm-hmm. There's a guy who's been a practitioner of that since the 80s,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Conklin.
Oh, I know him. Sure, we had a barbecue at his place on the lake in outside San Antonio 20 years ago.
Good heavens!
Yeah, that was where I was driving some putt around, and Eric Gullickson thought I was driving wildly. I said, "Never mind, I was a cab driver in New York City."
Everything is deeply intertwined.
Oh yeah.
So that whole concept started with some professor at Berkeley. Issuing it, but
well, I think we were doing it in the 70s, but that's okay. So is Conklin's system formalized, stabilized? Does it work through email?
Yeah, he gives seminars, and more and more he's merging with the Schum type crowd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you're talking about formalized and these worthwhile questions, Ted, I think it's equally as important to feel that this entire system can be started very, very soon with making lots and lots of mistakes. This is my assumption, provided that the spirit of the basic principles are followed. So even if this is done using, in the very, very first week, don't hit me here, Doug, email and HTML hand-coded, as long as working practices are introduced and changed, and technologies are introduced that continuously are measured whether they help this evolution or whether they're just hacks.
So you think it's measurable?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
So is there an example of a group that's done this or is doing this?
None that I know purposeful.
So it's so hard without an example to visualize how you get going.
Well, if you were, just to use an example close to my own heart, if you use a group blog, it would be very casual. It wouldn't follow a lot of what Doug would like. But you would, as an example, have a way to continuously, in the group, say what everybody feels about an issue, upgrade that, and refer back to earlier discussions.
But no, so you can, everybody talking.
Well, it's
how
also
do you,
note-taking.
How do you act on what everybody's
because
saying?
Most work today in knowledge business is the production of documents. So in many ways, this is the collaborative production of documents and the continuous discussion after the document is produced.
Well, it's like making the best integrated textbook about a given topic. But it's got to be dynamic.
But those aren't usually done by... Well, maybe they are done by committee, but I thought the best textbooks were done by a person who's got a vision.
Well, maybe
vision.
So, but until until it gets to be that collectively people are approaching some complex issue collectively, and until they can have the best possible understanding of their that challenge, the mission, the status, what are the resources, what are the good ideas, how would we take it, how would we organize it, what's the progress as we go ahead, that...
So that's where, just as an example, I don't think it should be a major thing, but just to use the blog example again. The blogging system we've been building for the last year. As you know, I don't know the programmer. Everything has been emailed. So when we have important email, we CC the blog, so it's there, in addition to the technical specification. So the HTML specification refers to the blog comments. The blog comments refer to the changes. So if someone new comes into the project, they can just read all the messages, track them. Everything's linked everywhere.
What is it you're trying to build?
I'm building a blogging service. So we're using the service itself.
It seems pretty self-referential.
It is completely. I would like. I prefer the term bootstrapping myself.
but the two are closely related.
And we're also using this blog system to develop our HyperPost system, which is another piece of software. That we have this infrastructure now to be able to put in our comments, our discussions, our disagreements with whoever wants to take part.
So what actually causes a change to be effective? Well, how is it not just a lot of people writing their thoughts? Who takes a thought and says, let's implement this? This is a great idea.
It doesn't have to be implemented. But Doug in Augment had a feature we don't really have today, freezing a document. When you publish it to the journal, it's frozen. It's a simple versioning system.
But you can make a new version that builds on it.
Yes, but the underlying version is frozen. You can't edit it, so you can have revisions. So if you're talking about the DKR building being a handbook for a field, there's nothing to do other than to write what the field is, like Ted is doing now about the internet. Once Ted is finished with his paper, someone's not going to go out and build another internet. The document is the work. That is the map, as Ted sees the
map. But then there'll be a next version.
Yes. Sure, it's got to be continuously dynamic.
But that's just one person doing what he wants to do. What if there were three people writing the Oxford Internet Guide, and they disagreed about how much...
Okay, it ends up that there's a disagreement.
How does the guide get written?
It's up to say, hey, there's a contention about what this particular situation is. Okay, and then there'll be dialogue about that until pretty soon.
What if that holds up the production of the Internet Guide? Because one guy thinks we should put more time into the protocol, and another guy thinks we should put more time into the transport layer, and another guy thinks, this tree is more important, blah, blah, blah. And they're paralyzed because they can't move forward. And so the guide doesn't get written because everybody working on it disagrees.
Well, that's the same as any collective work, though, isn't it?
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What's the current status of any domain?
It doesn't have to be finalized.
The only way it gets moved forward, it does. If somebody says, I want an internet guide in 2 years, then
this,
it has to be finalized.
What we're talking about is something different from saying it's the Internet Guide. Well, it's what's the current best understanding of the situation?
Like a document, and it isn't like a document. We're trying to put a finger on that. It's like documents we've seen earlier. In other words, normal documents have an editor and somebody who has to take a central point of view, and I think you don't have that.
Sure, it probably has to have something like that.
Oh, really?
Who gets to be the...
But the thing is...
It depends on the company.
I don't see any real examples of it out there yet. And so one of the very earliest things is, hey, let's get people building a DKR. What are all the examples they can find that seem to be like it? And what are their differences? And where do they fall down with this general thing of being dynamic and having the best possible understanding of the whole situation? So, they also have to be something that people can come in and learn about.
So you want a DKR of DKRs?
Right.
Well, you see...
Okay, that's interesting.
So to me, is one of the very important key things to get started with.
But then it becomes like another book. Why do people refer to this DKR rather than some other source of information?
Because you wrote it.
No. It's official for a company. Is that the reason?
It's for the group, body of people.
That's right.
I have a great example of... something very specific
that
I'd like to know how it would fit into this thing. I went to a class while I was in the U.S. about cholesterol, because I'm supposed to be getting cholesterol down. There were 7 people sitting around the table, and there was a nutritionist who was running the class. And on the little chart, she was saying these things that are good, and one of the things was flaxseed oil. And she's telling us, that's something you should include, blah, 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 every day. You can get it from here and there and wherever. And another woman in the class said, my doctor just told me that it has to be roasted flaxseed, that if you just get plain flaxseed, you don't get the benefit from it. And so the nutritionist is saying, well, this is Kaiser. Kaiser does a lot of research, and Kaiser doesn't say it has to be roasted. So how would somebody, let's say that disagreement was put into the DKR. It's a little DKR in cholesterol.
Could Kaiser have a DKR? Would that work?
Well, somebody, all the people, they said people are seriously interested in the cholesterol issue. So that's a pretty complex situation.
Yeah.
So how do they combine together to keep building a DKR that gets better and better and better, a really comprehensive understanding of the situation?
That would include disagreements, of course.
I know, but right. How does somebody coming in and looking who sees the nutritionist says unroasted flaxseed, this person's doctor says roasted flaxseed,
hey, wait.
And I'm trying to decide whether to get roasted flaxseed.
No, there are going to be disagreements. So the disagreement, they say you got to enter that down till the disagreement is about pretty much a specific issue.
It is. Roasted or unroasted.
Usually right. The disagreement is not narrowed down.
But here's an example where it does.
Okay, yeah, but yes, in this specific example, right?
Yeah.
Let's look at the way you solve this today. What do you do today? You call other nutritionists. You go to the library. Maybe you go to a bookshop and you buy.
Mm-hmm.
You do research.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to lots of different sources of individuals,
mm-hmm,
or groups.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you make up your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
In this narrow sense, all the DKR is, it helps you with that process, as far as this is concerned. The DKR might just say, unroasted or not, we have no idea. Or the editor says it's really strong, or it doesn't really matter.
Point to two paper articles that have different things, and then counter-arguments about that, etc.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even if this DKR, maybe these people did agree and said it has to be roasted, they were,
mm-hmm,
definitive,
mm-hmm,
on that. Someone else on the other side of the world,
mm-hmm,
should be able to say no and,
mm-hmm,
point to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they need to interoperate the different DKRs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will never have a bunch of people with perfect knowledge on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a way to help you with the way the world already
is.
Well,
I like that idea that each side, nobody can just say it's got to be roasted or unroasted. They've got to have supporting documentation.
Right.
Because that's what I would want to see is
when they're
the
aware
research.
Of a contention. But like Rumsfeld, you know, there are unknown unknowns. They need to be mapped out from the outside too.
Yeah, right.
That's probably the smartest thing I've heard in years, even though he's a nice guy.
So how in the end does somebody piece together what's the current state of understanding about something that seems pretty stabilized in its understanding of the world?
By reading a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but do you have to go read all that, or is there some? Why can't the organization, the community that's concerned with this, develop this capability of putting it together so you can come in there and you can find out, you can understand what the rationale is, what the experience is, what did this, did that, and it's all in a structured way in which if there's still dissonance in there, let's still find out what. Well, you know, there are two points of view about this issue. But they don't affect much of the other except,
mm-hmm,
over here.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see if I can state my developing understanding here. That we're not just talking about organizations, we're talking about communities of interest.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That somehow they will create DKRs, which will be a new kind of document that...
Document and process.
Very, very big interlaced structure.
Right. Well, but...
Composed
but
millions, possibly, of sub-documents.
With programs that run, or is it documents?
I call it a dynamic knowledge repository.
Okay. So it could have databases as part of it.
Oh,
and
exactly.
Right, and argument threading as part of it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
There's three main sections in the DKR.
Okay.
There is external intelligence, basically Googling and looking up things and getting whatever's relevant. Then there is the recorded dialogue about this. And then there is the knowledge product, which is the current, up-to-date, wow, this is what we think.
Now, there could be editors who gradually are pushing some things off into the less visible realm so that the...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There has to be. The community has to have some means by which they put order into this.
Right.
an emphasis.
See, the word always makes me suspicious is community, but we'll get back to that.
Well, let's just have a slash dotting system.
What's that?
Slash dots.
What about it?
It has a very good method of the community taking care of people's reputation. So if you post something to Slashdot, and one of the many, many, many editors, you know, there are levels of editors, thinks that what you're saying is nonsense, it will get a really low rating, and most people will never read it unless they choose to dig.
When they called me an asshole, nobody protested.
Well, anyway. But the actual system is interesting. Okay, I tried to work with Slashdot, have no success. But it has a system of people of different meanings and ideas and biases being able to judge other people's posts. It's a continuous reputation system.
Peer review?
It's all
continuous.
Reputation, yeah, and trust. Those are important things to get established. So, we're talking about the evolution of really different communities. It's the kind of thing that if we don't get that way, how are we going to be able to face the increasingly complex and urgent big
but you keep rhetorically bringing out the problem, and that doesn't help us agnostics know that what you're saying is possible. So if you keep saying, well, but the problem is huge, so huge we have to, the question is whether it's possible is separate from that. In other words, so you can say, it's absolutely necessary that we get a breeding population off this planet, and I don't see that it's possible. Because NASA has no, will not get behind it.
Well,
that's the key. I
will scream really loudly. That's the key. Okay? NASA won't get behind it. The problem here is not technical. All these things will be solved trivially. The problem is organizational. If NASA came to Doug and said, how can we get our shit together? He could sit there, a big guru, and say lots of things, and all they would have to do is just keep...
If he talks the way he's talking now, they couldn't listen. Wouldn't listen to him.
Yes, because it's a matter... They have a specific goal. If they had that goal in mind... If they change their entire organization to get a breeding population into some planet, if that, because everything has to be aligned with a goal, if that is their urgent, complex goal, then all of these things that Doug is saying becomes more and more obvious. They would have to change the culture of how they share information in the company. They would have to, so many things would have to change, and the means for which the technology could help is a way that they could continuously improve what they're talking about. And keeping track of how they got there.
Okay, I just heard a very useful phrase for me. Change the culture of sharing information. That I can grasp.
Well, let's start from saying that how are society going to get better at coping with these big, ever-increasing complex things?
That's stating the problem again. Doesn't help.
No, I'm asking, yes, so this DKR is something we need to learn how to do. Because I don't see any other thing that will help.
Okay, well, the thing is that but you just stated the problem again. Question is...
he said the DKR is part of the solution to the problem.
Right, but saying that we must have it is no indication that it's possible. And so I'm trying to understand what it is in the most mundane terms.
That's the very interesting thing. All of us have to not think of DKR as some kind of a product that could ever be shrink-wrapped.
Yeah.
It is a culture. And it is based around a culture of people who have organized themselves along solving this goal. If the goal is to be Sony and devise a better iPod than iPod.
Okay. Here, I think I'm getting. Doug is proposing, first of all, what we're talking about here is Doug's vision, but I want to help it packaged so it doesn't turn off executives. And what it is a proposal for a new form of working and a new attitude, above all, such that new kinds of tools can be developed which are continually improved.
And methods.
Tools and methods, yeah. Okay. So culture, attitude, and tools with continually, and tools and methods, continually improved, and they will have the following properties. One, open source, the tools and methods, not the attitudes. The tools are open source and extensible and somehow combinable. The DKR or super information base, and I would I would advocate a phrase like that rather than the letters, because the letters always people's a bitch. But something like, I'm not saying this is right, but super information base gets the idea across and is more neutral. and so that this, and I will say super information base, includes documents or sub-documents and argumentation structures. You might want a better, more charming word for that, presentation structures or something, reasoning structures, perhaps, that can all evolve under common editing, evolving...
And links.
Yeah.
As separate entities.
Okay. Under a common, developing under a common editorship, but remaining central. Am I getting this right? Remaining central to the organization and or community of interest in some important new way.
Especially meeting, going toward its goals. Seems like
yes.
Goals was an important aspect of this. They've got to agree on what their goal is before they can.
But these goals change constantly of organizations.
Well, it's evolution.
Really, I say it's to provide the best understanding possible of a complex situation that they all want to do something about.
An agreement on the goal for solving the problem?
Well, it's like saying, okay, what do we do about cancer? In the end, that get smarter and smarter about understanding cancer. We already do it,
there's a good...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's a good example of where three people might be together and one might say, we should put our budget into educating people on how to prevent cancer. And the other person might say, we should put all of our money into doing research for curing cancer. And both of those are valid. And how do they, because you don't know the answer.
No, this is, what I'm just saying is, what's the best understanding of the situation?
Not where to go necessarily.
Well,
So if you want to do something about it, hey, there's a way to go and get the best understanding of the situation. And the situation also includes the people that are trying to do this and that, and what are the current status of their approaches.
I'd like to say before, I feel extremely good about what I've written, and I haven't heard any objections to it. So I feel that my thinking has made, my understanding has made some progress here. And I want to know what I've left out, but please keep on.
What did you write?
What I said.
What you just said.
I didn't understand it. Well, okay. This vision is a proposal for a new kind of culture, attitude, system of attitudes, cultures, tools, and methods. As the open source, the tools and methods, which are being open source and combinable, and the central aspect is DKR, or Dynamic Knowledge Repository, which I would advocate calling something a little less tinged, called like super information base, but in any case. And that includes a variety of documents in multiple arrangements, reasoning structures, of course links, but under continuous development, under some kind of common editorship, all remaining central to the organization's workings and objectives.
Well, I'd like to see in there saying, and you know, the objective of having the best possible understanding.
Yes, okay. And then this is a reference for people at all levels, within and outside the organization, possibly.
Well, just say, what's the community going after cancer?
This is a big intelligence project, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the point is that
actually, that's very new for me. You may not have gotten the significance.
It's another word I try to avoid.
And knowledge collection. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, the trouble with the word knowledge is it raises every issue of confrontation between alternatives point of view, which occur at every level.
I'll just say information, but it's how do you get the best understanding?
Yep. Understanding base, too.
Well,
so if you have a small company that's selling a product, they could benefit from having a DKR where they continuously update what they think the marketplace is.
Exactly.
And also what they've learned in different departments, what they've learned about suppliers, about this and that. Yeah.
Sure.
But of course.
Would you have different DKRs for what they know about the market and what they know about suppliers?
Mm-hmm. For the market and what?
That's a crucial point, Ed. Thanks for bringing it up. Would you have a different DKR or the same DKR in the company that deals with both their understanding of the market and their knowledge of suppliers?
Oh, yeah. Different DKR.
So it would be one DKR that were different issues.
The more complex issue is how to do the best business.
Okay, so there would be subgroups or sub-questions.
Or subsections, maybe.
What knowledge do they need?
So what do you call those subsections? Do you have a name? Excuse me, a name for it? Okay, subsections.
Any big knowledge domain would have subsections, etc.
Okay, well, I feel moved forward on that point. That's a continuation of last Friday's insight. But
so for me, that learning how to do that is just the central, critical thing about this.
That's becoming a workable project. That's quite scary.
So then in the bootstrapping sense, it says, oh, if we start working on a DKR about DKRs.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can do about that, because now on the way up, I was writing my statement of what I'm supposed to do at UCL this year. There wasn't really that much to do. So I think one of the things we could do is start collecting information about what we feel are DKR kind of things.
That's what the ethnic groups are going to be pursuing. To. So it takes a lot of, we have 100 different groups looking at that. And so there's this analogy I make about the frontier out there, about any emergent sort of evolutionary pursuit. How do you get better at this or that or something like this? It's like a frontier.
Yep.
So where do you invest? And it says, well, if I have the best possible map that we've all put together, then we can each make our decision. So we're not being told what to do or something. Mm. We're just being facilitated in making the best choices.
So I would like Doug to stay here. I want to understand. I want to be, and also to be a resource for whatever I can do. For example, to maybe to write a 2-page write-up or something that would state what he says, what he's used to saying one way, in a way that wouldn't turn off people that sometimes get turned off, and without in any way violating what he means. And also to a couple of pieces of advice. One was that a SourceForge project, which doesn't cost anything, should probably be the center of what he's doing. And the other is to get more proactive about PR. He asked yesterday why I'd sent out, I don't know, you wouldn't have received it, but I sent out a note to the Farber list that Doug was recuperating in Oxford, and Doug said to Marlene, why did he send that out? And aside from the fact that people would want to know, it's just fundamental, keep out a stream of PR, which is very important.
The only reason for this, the only goal for my research project this year is PR.
Okay. We can talk about that later, but I feel so.
I mean, that's
fingernails on a blackboard about what I've heard about it.
Oh, don't worry about that. We'll have lots of exciting chats about that.
Yeah.
But I guess on an interesting and practical level, if I now here in London, Doug, try to start building a DKR and DKRs, I guess the very first thing I need to do is get in touch with your ethnic people and find out what formats, means, and methods they plan to use. Because if it only becomes emails of URLs back and forth and one editor, that's clearly not a DKR. So first we have to find out just for ourselves what way can we dynamically contribute. Maybe the initial thing is, even though I don't particularly like them, a wiki system.
That's the closest to so far.
Or something that can continuously link together.
Well, that's why I'd hope to have the hyperscope getting off the ground.
Yeah. I think that's a key item. Now, who's in charge of that development? Who's in charge of...
It broke down, so the guy that was going to do it is sort of not speaking.
That's too bad. Because that so often happens, me and the last exec developer.
On that, Doug, I think now that I've done this, I've learned a lot doing the blog stuff, technically, okay? a lot of the features you want from a hyperscope, a lot of them can be done cheaply.
Yeah, I would think so, but...
I said that to him last, a couple of years ago, that they could take a copy of Conversions Plus and a couple of other things and have it right away, but that's not acceptable because Conversions Plus is not open source.
I think something even simpler, if what we're talking about is the continuous building and discussion of documents that state a position, or it's not a position, sorry, a goal, a view of a situation, right? So if we have something as simple as a way to build collectively a couple of people an HTML page, wherever they are, and have anchors to everything in that document, so that there are disagreements, those disagreements can be stored in a mailing list or a blog, whatever, as long as they can point to each other.
And in the outside world.
And in the outside world. See,
that's what the hyperscope is for.
But, yeah, I mean, maybe it's, I've learned, I wish Ted was here for this. But
well, let's wait.
We will wait, but just in general terms, the infrastructures are there now because of the internet. It means pointability, interoperability. It means that things can link. It, obviously, you have a URL and an email, it'll open up a web page.
That's what the hyperscope's for.
Yeah. So,
if you want it so that it can point to particular objects.
Yes. So, as you know, with our blog, for instance, every paragraph is addressable with a URL and a view spec.
But it's also, I mean, I'm talking about also all the reference material. Hey, as was in that news article, it's there.
But can then build one step at a time. I'm not saying you disagree with that. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just. Are you okay? You want some water?
Oh. Okay, it's okay. We're okay. Time wise, only 20 to 10.
Oh.
So pills aren't.
Boy, it's so light still.
I know. Isn't it amazing? It's lovely.
Ted, you're not doing my bit of washing, are you? We need him. I'm going to attack the kitchen afterwards.
Yeah, let's just talk. Honey, we need you out here at the table.
We're going to do the kitchen afterwards.
I'll do one more thing here.
Okay. Just one. It's still recording. That's quite nice. How are you feeling?
It's good to have this discussion. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too. I wanted to come earlier in the week, but the whole laptop thing was just too scary.
When did it happen?
I can't remember. Last weekend, Saturday or Sunday, middle of the night. Well, morning. Yeah, we were just, obviously making things practical is sometimes useful. And we were just having a quick discussion on if we were to do this now, what that would involve.
If we being who and to do this meaning what?
Good question. If I commit my year to partly working on building a DKR or DKRs with some of the people that Doug knows in America who's doing the same thing, that means that we have to have a couple. We have to develop some very basic systems to allow that to start, which will not encompass all of the DKR features at all. And it's nice to go through a limited set of introductory.
What did I say?
I mean, no way you can try to make that.
So
you have certain features in mind which I don't know yet.
That's what we're going to go through, and that's what's exciting.
I see. But if I'm down, please excuse me. The alcohol yesterday has gotten me down, and a lot of other things. And
okay.
Family stuff back in the States.
Alcohol and wild women.
Yes. Wild women.
Situation back, family situation back in the States.
Yeah, some weird things going on.
Oh, yes. God. So,
basic requirements for a DKR about how to make DKRs.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you need to be able to points to different parts of the document, not just the whole document. So that when there are discussions, references, and decisions based on sentences or paragraphs in a document...
Which he calls fine-grained addressing.
Yes, or high-resolution addressability, either one.
Which by the way, is fundamental to Xanadu and Deeplit.
Yes. That's one. The other one would be a means through which an editorial process can allow different people to collaborate on the creation of these documents.
Would you have objected to Marlene's being here? I just think she'd like to be
here. I would love for her to be here.
Okay.
The next point I'll talk to Ted about is that being able to point to other things that you highlighted. It's nice when you try to make things real. It removes a lot of ambiguity.
Sorry, well, yeah, go on, she'll be out in a minute.
Okay, great.
So you're saying that first it needs...
high-res addressability.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it needs a means through a shared editorial process can happen.
And what does that mean?
That can mean something as simple as we trust one guy to just include comments in the beginning.
No,
we're talking about the very beginning.
What else could it mean?
It could mean a wiki. It could mean a wiki.
Okay, so it could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, it could mean dynamic views generated.
I know better than to say, of course, what you really want is Xanadu, but that's how
I feel. I don't have any problems with that.
We've got something. Have you seen Deeply? Yeah, you showed me that.
Yes, and that was spectacular.
And we hope to put that in an email reader, which will surreptitiously make it available for all plain text. No markup yet.
The final thing, and I only see three things. I'm sure Doug will find some to add.
Just a second.
Excuse me, sweetie. All three Ilshovinist papers really like join us for this discussion.
Oh, all right.
Isn't he lovely?
Yes, I'd like to introduce Ms. Malikos, who is a professional software designer of long standing, having been... Do you know about her system, Sweet Talk? Anyway, she
Sweet
did,
Talk?
Yes.
That's interesting.
It was a hotel suite.
SUITE in 82. We had multimedia ways to, if you checked into a hotel room, you could connect back to your office.
Sweet
or you could.
Talk.
Exactly.
The last thing she worked on before I met her was an argumentation system for lawyers.
Litigation support.
I just want to make sure you knew all that. Because it's easy.
And then you ran away on us.
Yeah.
Bad girl.
Overlook.
Anyway. So
you're saying, no, Freud's talking about spending time on DKR work at the London School. What is it called?
Oh.
UCL. We're practicalitizing making it. Because there's
fabulous.
A bunch of people doing DKR stuff in America. So if
that's,
we were to...
That's the target we're getting started.
Yeah.
And the very first thing since is just saying, hey... What kind of examples can we find out there that have
that
close?
Was my first question.
Yeah.
And what are the tools?
That's what we're going through. There's three main ones, or requirements, rather. The one, just to repeat for your benefit, high-resolution addressability, so you can refer to a sentence or paragraph. The second one is some sort of shared editorship of a document.
Okay.
Because this document
is... We're going to come back to that because that could mean so many different
things.
Oh,
yeah, and we will do that. But just to get requirements done. And the third one is just being able to refer to things. That's
how is that different from high-res addressability?
It also means, and it may be obvious, but it's a very important requirement. You should be able to point to other things outside of the system.
Oh, okay.
And things outside
external
of the system
reference.
Should be able to point to it inside, yes.
Okay. But does that mean there can be... What about private things? Oh, external things with privacy permission, presumably.
For our level now, I don't think
no privacy
we care about privacy,
right?
But further on, I guess that would be a big issue. Do you agree, Doug?
Well, if you're trying to get the best understanding to approach some complex big issue, I'm not quite sure where privacy comes
in. And you're the complex biggest issue we know.
But privacy, sometimes people won't give up their information or their point of view if it's too public, but they might share it privately and say, You know, don't attribute this to me, but I happen to know
that's,
X.
That's a very important goal for the future, but not for the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
So, do you have any other specific requirements for the very, very beginning?
You see, it really should be a fairly complex sort of situation that you're trying to gather and understand.
It is.
And but at the outset, you may have to take relatively simple ones just to find people having examples.
You know what I think are really highly motivated people to put together DKRs, and in some ways they already are support groups for illnesses. Like if you have lupus, there are places you can go on the web and find out more about it, find out what experiences other people have had.
Well, let's say there's a complex situation, that disease.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what's the best understanding we can gather?
Exactly.
And how do we keep it up to date?
Exactly.
And to me, the better we get at that.
Exactly. Those people would be focused to really put together a great DKR.
Can I add a requirement, Ted? Simple word, but it has to be there all the time. Interoperability.
With?
Anything.
Well,
with standards. Meaning that...
What are the standards? This guy's standards, those guy's standards, these people disagree on standards?
It's a complex situation.
That's a complex situation itself.
No.
All I mean, politically, not talking for me, I don't know if you agree, but all information, if all information in the computer system, if the end user wants to move it somewhere else, the end user should be able to do that.
Presumably,
if
the facilities are comparable.
Yeah,
but if there's if there information lost in moving out one...
Mm-hmm. That's an issue of finesse, which is important. But on a political issue, for instance, if you have an email account with Hotmail, Microsoft Hotmail, you can't use an email program, a normal email program, to access your information. I think that should be...
How are you going to prevent Microsoft? How are you going to make Microsoft stop doing that?
Don't use their stuff.
I'm not a legislator, and I don't use their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But within what we produce ourselves, we can decide these issues. Gus, I apologize. Hello? Well, that's good. I'm okay, and you have a wonderful sense of timing. No, that wouldn't be bad. No, I'm just right in the middle of a discussion. Can I call you back in a couple of minutes on this number? 402-something? I saw the number. I'll call you back in a couple of minutes. Which number are you going to be on?
Okay, my home phone number. Do you have that?
Yeah, I do. If you don't hear from me in about 15 minutes, call me back and tell me I'm being rude.
Okay,
thanks. Bye.
Well, tell me more about it. You can call back in an hour.
Well, I'll call back if I don't call back.
Okay,
thank
you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was
Emily?
No, that was Renee. She's in America. No.
Not even going to ask.
No, Renee's cool. Doug, just to clarify to you then, with moving information around, we build this stuff, but as long as the data we're storing is in an open format, such as HTML, that means that as we get good knowledge and we can implement it to a higher level, we can take that old and move it into maybe an X-file format or something.
Well, that kind of thing needs to evolve.
Yep.
And
so we just have to make sure that it is not non-evolvable. We don't box ourselves out.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Proprietary formats you don't want.
Yeah.
And this is one of the concerns I have about, you know, ZigZag, that it has some really potent things in it, but if it doesn't end up being integratable with the rest of the world, how does it...
Right.
And it offers some of the kinds of things that would really strengthen the whole idea of a DKR.
Okay, I'm going to stop this and then start it again, because I think we have... Or is there anything else you'd like to add on DKRs before we talk about ZigZag and DKRs?
Well, the whole thing, that just to get people to say, let's start building them and look at some of the basic sort of requirements which you'd like to have. Then no one knows how to get too specific about it. It says, well, the best possible understanding of a given situation that may be dynamic and changing. That's what you probably get, like that.
well, then it also needs to include or want to do something about it. Well, how do we understand the different ideas and suggestions? And do we have the resources to allocate to them? And if we do, which to do? And then the whole plan for doing that and the status of things as we go on all are part of the complex situation. And so I don't know what it's going to look like, but you just set that as a target to say, the better we get at that, boy, that's going to help us, because that'll help us a lot getting better at getting the DKRs going. And so anyway, that's... And
may I make a terribly small suggestion? Just before we move on to the next stage. If for the very, very first DKR, we're just, Ted, don't want to start talking about zigzags, so we'll do that properly. Mm-hmm. We're just wrapping up on DKRs as a separate issue. Okay. And this is really small but a crucial question to Doug. If we say that the very first version of a DKR is a simple list of URLs to our documents and external documents, and those can be annotated.
How do you annotate the a document in HTML?
I'll answer that in a quick. That's easy. In a roundabout, would that be useful as a very, very first thing?
First step.
Okay. The way we would do that is we would have a long page where anybody, let's say I have one of the mentors is zigzag. And then underneath that, there would be just a link that says comment.
Just link this what?
Says comments.
Comments, yeah.
And that would then launch my email browser with the to field filled in, the subject filled in with lots of numbers and whatever techie stuff. I would write in, I think zigzag is really nice, blah, 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 send it. Yeah. I would have an account with the system, so I would know that I could say that. My comment would be listed with my name. If I included a link in that email saying, I think zigzag is great, however, here's something more interesting about zigzag, that would be included too.
So where is it included? It's being appended to the HTML page?
Yes, because that HTML, it's not static, it's a dynamically generated page.
I'd like to look again at the deeplet thing we will have coming out of the pipe, supposedly by the 8th.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great in a DKR.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
that's the genuine. Now, one of the questions you haven't brought up is the problem of moving the information forward, because all these bloody formats are so different and incompatible. But that's another...
As long as this, what I'm proposing now, as a beginning.
But the trouble is that so many beginnings get you stuck in a rut.
As long as we can do two things, display it as an HTML, because then you can just take whatever last display and move it somewhere else,
yeah,
or just export it in a simple
format.
So if
you have an internal representation, which is more general, then that gets very tricky.
Yeah.
Because what is the internal representation?
Okay, are we ready to move on to zigzag?
No, you're not. Just ask a question.
No, because we were planning to do that.
No, it's only if that he feels like he'd like to have zigzag be part of all this or whatever.
Hang on, it's coming up to 58 minutes and 13 seconds of recording. I'm going to stop and save so we can record zigzag discussion on our separate.